Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another week's show of Elevated Places. Yes, we are here. We are live, and it's Mubarak. Ma'am, I'm happy to say it's Mubarak. And no, I didn't go crazy today, knowing that I could eat, because we still have our discipline. But we are so happy to be here on this day of it for another edition of Elevated Places. Yes, I am Brother Terrence, and our sister Dr. Ava will be coming. But we are so excited to be here once again, another show with all of you, the callers. So make sure you go out, put out on social media, call your friends and family, go to blogtalk.com/elevatedplaces. Or have them call 563-999-3065. 563-999-3065. Once again, as I said, you are tuned in to Elevated Places, and our sister, Dr. Ava, will be on in a few, because we're going to have, a wonderful show tonight. We are definitely going to be talking about MinisterAva.com. MinisterAva.com and all of these new books, all of these ebooks. It's so much we want to talk about, and we need you to be ready. We need you to go ahead and order if you have not ordered your ebooks. It's so much we're going to talk about, and why we need to talk about this new way of life, this new way of eating, and how to be just ready for the new life that we are going to be entering just as we have come out of this wonderful fast of Ramadan. So I'm going to go ahead and give my talk as we are waiting for our sister to come on. And as I always share, we want to continue to hear from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and his monumental message, The Criterion, as well as The Criterion, also the 58-week series, The Time and What Must Be Done. You can see all of that at NOI.org. And we know that we are so happy, so overjoyed that we was blessed to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan this morning on the Ramadan Prayer Line. Go back to Ramadan Prayer Line to hear again. And as we saw him on Tuesday, prepare and giving a beautiful, beautiful performance with the violin on Tuesday night. Go to Minister's Music, Minister with an S, music.com. You don't want to miss that. So with that, we also want to make sure that you get your digital subscription to the Final Call newspaper. Go to finalcalldigital.com, finalcalldigital.com, and make sure that you are subscribing to the baddest, boldest newspaper, The Truth About Farrakhan. And we want to make sure that you get that. Also, we're here tomorrow. Go to NOI.org to our self-improvement, the basis for community development, our class, our study group, 7:30 p.m. Go to NOI.org. Sunday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, for our weekly Sunday meeting. And we're back on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And you can go to NOI.org. So tonight, you know, we definitely want the caller to call in as we're getting ready to, and getting prepared to talk about the monumental, the wonderful and amazing new ebook that's on MinisterAva.com that you should be going out to look and to get. But we're going to be talking about that. And, of course, Dr. Ava always, always loves to hear from the callers. And we want to make sure that the callers do call in tonight at 563-999-3065. Press 1 if you have a comment or a question. Also, not only are we going to be talking about the e-books from Dr. Ava, we will be talking about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Of course, we want to we're overjoyed to be able to be blessed once again to hear the voice of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as he was saying this morning, to apologize for taking so much time of the prayer line, and no one was trying to rush him off. We all wanted him to stay as long as he could, because hearing from God's servant and literally hearing from the voice of God, we are so happy whenever we can hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So as you can hear the voice in the background, I'm getting ready to turn it over to her as I wrap up this portion of it, because it is in the spirit of celebrating Eid Mubarak, there is tragedy and there's happiness. And what I mean by that is that we are prayers to our brothers and sisters in Palestine as there's Israeli occupation there in Palestine, as we saw the building being blown up, and as children should be celebrating the Eid and having their gifts and feasts, there are some will be burying their parents, but some have ventured out and have still made efforts to have an Eid today in Palestine, even in the midst of this conflict and this massacre, and as some have called it a genocide. Our sister Linda Sassoa of Until Freedom was out in D.C., and she got arrested and is released with those on the front line in yesterday, as they are also in Houston, still on the front line for those that have been killed in our communities, and we're still fighting. But as I turn over to Dr. Ava, I want to tell a little quick story. I didn't appreciate as much of my father, because when you grow up sometimes in the household of somebody that does something, you just see it as normal because that's what you grew up with. And I grew up with a father that made violins, Dr. Ava. He made violins. So I saw him at night making violins. It was no big deal. He made them. And at the fourth grade, I started playing, and to the ninth grade, and my parents separated, and I was going to be in that violin right there. And, you know, I played for 5 years or 6 years. And so it's interesting now that I'm older that my spiritual father is playing his violin. And as we listened Tuesday night, I enjoyed the music because my whole childhood grew up listening to classical music. My father played it all the time, every day in the house, and even in his cars when we would go to church. That's what I grew up to in classical music. But it is just so beautiful to see. And that's why I understand when we talk about the magic of the minister, for those that understand how to play the violin and the ability that it takes to play the violin and the skill level that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan plays, then people that are in the arts and in classical music understood what they witnessed and what they saw coming from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He is an extraordinary, he's beyond extraordinary man, and we just love him. But at this time, as I said, we're going to go right back to the one, our sister, Dr. Ava, and I thank her for allowing me to be here on this magnificent show as we talk about these magnificent e-books that are just coming out of nowhere. I'm like, she is just dropping e-books like crazy. So the minister has filled her, and she is now going to fill you up with new information and new knowledge. So as we talk about the minister, as we celebrate it today, we are now going to turn over to Dr. Ava. So as we hear from maybe another one of our contributors, we will also get ready to talk about MinisterAva.com tonight. Welcome to your show. Eid Mubarak. As-salamu alaykum.
Eid Kareem and wa alaykum salam to my marvelous co-host, and as-salamu alaykum, of course, to and Eid Mubarak to all of the wonderful listeners. What a blessed month we just experienced. And you know, Brother Terrence, I have to share something that I looked at, and probably many of you did too. But as we know, if you participate in study group, then you know reading the study guide, going through the study guide on your own is one type of experience. But the real ultimate experience is in the exchange with your fellow gods in waiting. And so I think what I'd like to do is read this short chapter or surah of the Holy Quran, which, as we know, the minister's birth anniversary fell during Ramadan, and the 88th surah is in part 30, which represents the last section of reading for the Ramadan month. And this chapter or surah is entitled The Overwhelming Event. And
that's
it's
right.
Awesome. Yes, sir. And look
that's
at
right.
what it's about. This is about the doom of the opponents in this life and their punishment in the hereafter. And this was
that's
revealed
right.
to Muhammad in the fourth year of his call to the mission. The overwhelming event, says the translator, is no doubt the resurrection. But the overwhelming event of this life is the doom of the opponents of truth. And what could be better news to us as we stand firm as helpers of the chief helper, prepared to face all opposition and any penalties or punishment that the enemy thinks he is going to impose on us, because we will not submit to this last and most diabolical effort to finish us off, which is the COVID-19 vaccine. So this is the short but powerful 88th chapter of the Holy Quran as we celebrate the 88th birth anniversary of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, has there come to thee the news of the overwhelming event? Faces on that day will be downcast, laboring, toiling, entering burning fire, made to drink from a boiling spring. They will have no food but of thorns, neither nourishing nor satisfying hunger. And then, beloved, it goes to the believers. Faces on that day will be happy, glad for their striving in a lofty garden, wherein you will hear no vain talk. Therein is a fountain flowing. Therein are thrones raised high and drinking cups ready placed, cushions set in rows, carpets spread out. See they not the clouds, how they are created, and the heaven, how it is raised high, and the mountains, how they are fixed, and the earth, how it is spread out. So remind, thou art only one to remind. So he's talking to his servant now. Thou art not a warder over them, but whoever turns back and disbelieves, Allah will chastise him with the greatest chastisement. Surely it is to us is their return, then it is for us to call them to account. And so here is Allah comforting his servant, saying, you're not a ward over them. You don't have to worry about taking care of them, correcting them. You have delivered a word. I'm the one, us, Allah and his Christ, we will deal with them. And it is in such real terms, Brother Terrence, raised couches, drinking cups and plates, carpet.
That's right. That's right.
Thrones. See, this is a nation of God that he's talking about.
That's right. Come on.
And so the cups, the drinking cups in place, that means this beautiful table is set. Pillows and cushions for people who were slaves, who were held in bondage. So this is our day. And to your earlier reference, Brother Terrence, was so on point, that there can be a tendency to not realize the complete magnificence of what you have been blessed with. And he's right. We came into the nation with a teacher who, since a child, he was a child prodigy on the violin.
That's
and
right.
And so
come on.
We knew
right.
that he played on Heed the Call, y'all, on his album. See, we've always known him to be an artist, a musician, a singer. And I love what you said. There is a tendency to take for granted as somewhat normal because something is normal because norm is what is usual, okay?
That's right.
So
that's right.
If you see this and experience this, just as we experience the magnificence of his voice and his ability to deliver a divine message. And though I was there that night live, when I watched this the other night, it was a brand new experience. It was otherworldly. And the entire production was just, it was so unlike anything in this world. And I think that one thing that helped me appreciate more, and you know, the violin is without question the most difficult instrument in the world to master.
I know. I know. For personal experience.
Yes, sir. And so does my daughter, Sherelle, because I was sort of reminding her, okay, of the third grade. But, you know, when the camera moved in on first the orchestra, which played several compositions before he came out, and to actually look at the instruments up close, when I was coming up, it was virtually mandatory to play an instrument. Everybody that I knew in my neighborhood took piano lessons. We all played piano, but then you had to have another mm-hmm. instrument. And for me, it was flute and clarinet, and my sister Carol played the bassoon. But he said something very powerful. Put an instrument in your child's hand, Because no matter what field they ultimately go into, they will take the discipline that learning the instrument imposed on them into that field.
Right.
And then to see the camera up close with his hands and fingers on that violin, and really, you know, when you're at home able to focus on something, it's so different. You know, when you're in a live event, you are enjoying it and you are processing and digesting it to some degree, but you're also caught up in the moment.
Right.
And it's a totally different experience from when you – it's like if you go see your favorite artist perform. You know, the joy of seeing them live and being with the other people is one thing, but then there's nothing like when you go home and you're laying back on your sofa listening to them, okay,
right.
alone.
Yeah.
And you get to get into every note and the beauty of the instruments and of that person's voice or whatever it is they're doing. And that's what I found powerful. But his closing message just blew me away because I didn't recall it. I didn't recall that. But I'll never forget it now.
Right.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing, Dr. A. I mean, it's amazing. And I think what you said, one of the things that you did say is that when they did the close-up, and that's to me, for those that are violinists, you know, I always look, I'm very critical when I watch movies and people be playing music or playing, I'm looking like, y'all ain't really playing. You know, they stage that. But when you watch the minutes and you listen and you see and some of the notes that he was playing and the keys that he was playing and the difficulty of the skill set that he had to do in so many notes, it was just blowing my mind, the ease and the comfort that he was at in it. And just the beauty of him bringing the young black youth out and the older sister out, just honoring them. And the minister is so beautiful. He is the minister no matter where he is. He's going to let everybody know, yes, I'm bringing these black folks. Yeah, I see all y'all white folks in the orchestra, but right now it's my time, and I'm going to say what needed to be said.
Backing me up.
Right, yeah, y'all.
And I'm still gonna
come on now. Because I know they were like, you're going to get taught regardless. You know that you didn't come for a lecture, but you're going to be taught when you're in my presence, and you can't get up. Because I got one more song to do. So y'all knew y'all couldn't get up and leave because I had one more song to do. Y'all still had to finish out what y'all was here to do. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we're gonna talk more about the live performance or being presented to the world for the first time, because until his birth date, it had only been seen and heard by those who were present back
right.
in 2002 in that audience. And as of May 11th, 2021, it's been made available to the world. That's
a story in itself.
In and of itself.
Right.
Yes, sir. But what we want to do now, before we go further, and this is going to be the caller's night, is, of course, we're blessed to have with us our beloved legal contributor, our dear sister attorney, Pamela Muhammad, because we had our little moment in heaven, but the Satan is still doing his thing, okay? And it's almost enjoyable, though, I have to say, I'll mention it later, to watch them try to cope with this, handling this pandemic and trying to come out of it. And Anthony Fauci, with all of his contradictions, and now the Congress people, these politicians just getting all over the government officials, as happened the other day when the congressman was just going off, I can't say it any other way, on one of the people from the, I think she was from the CDC, and he said, you're confusing everybody. People get fully vaccinated and still have to wear a mask. What are you doing? Okay? You're losing the confidence of the public. And even the New York Times has gone after the CDC. But in the midst of all, there are many things that are going on. And our sister always gives us a little bit more insight than we had when we turned this program on. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan. I'm sorry. It's Eid Mubarak.
Yes, ma'am. Well, yes, ma'am. Well, like a salam, Sister Ava and Brother Terrence and Eid Kareem. Yes, ma'am. I am still on cloud nine myself from the minister's, you know, the beautiful concert that we were blessed to witness, as well as, you know, the ending of this blessed Ramadan. It has been quite a, really a spiritual journey. And so I'm thankful to Allah for allowing me to, you know, just be here, especially with the believers.
Yes, ma'am.
And yes, ma'am. And so I think with the final call, which is entitled The Truth About Farrakhan, and it's really talking about the celebration of his life, his commitment, why we love him, and why we will not allow the false propaganda and lies to go unchecked. One of the articles that I really picked up on in this, as it relates to false propaganda, and not just about the minister, because as Brother Dimitrik's article just so beautifully read, you know, the minister is the criterion. He is the standard.
Come on.
And Brother Dimitrik said it's significant because the messianic leadership brings together in the leader who possesses it the most desired attributes of both secular and sacred models of leadership. Minister Farrakhan's life and leadership exemplifies this more than any other public figure. And so that was a quote from there. So the minister, you know, he just is who he is. He's magnificent. You know, but as we watch this enemy attack this, you know, the seed, the children, as you were saying, it's just really becoming so obvious, you know, that they're doomed and how they're attacking the truth. Because right now, there was an article called A Critical Look at the Attack on Critical Race Theory. And that is pretty much talking about how these white folks, these legislators, are trying to attack the truth, public schools, because as our people are becoming more understanding as a result of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's, you know, mission and work and raising the dead and teaching us about the true knowledge of self and history, our people are becoming more awakened. And so this enemy is actually trying to keep the true history from being taught in the schools. And it's just the most amazing thing ever. They're actually even, there's a small, it looks like some momentum is trying to be built as well against homeschooling. But this particular article attacking history, true history, they try to make it seem so complicated. But Sister Dr. Ava, they just don't want us to know. They don't want our children to be taught that they are the perpetrators and the oppressors and the people who are, you know, that white supremacy, this country was built as a result of slavery, and the whole economic system is built on slavery. You know, and really to be, you know, to begin with, it reminds me a couple of weeks ago, Brother Carlos Muhammad, he talked about on the prayer line about how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in establishing the universities of Islam, he fought to take our children out of these schools. The teachers were arrested. The children, he said they were put in foster care because, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in Message to the Black Man, he said, therefore, we believe that to keep peace with the Christians, we must teach our children in their own schools. You know, although many, we may study the same textbooks, But in terms of being able, he said, and this will prevent clashes between the Muslims and Christians over the truth of the history of the people and the spiritual guidance and message that Allah has revealed to me. And that's a quote from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So as we look at this article real quick, this brother wrote in the final call about how this discussion of developing a curriculum, and there is opposition to these curriculums actually in the state of Texas. The governor, Greg Abbott, actually passed a law, you know, trying to prohibit any teaching of this, what they're calling critical race theory, which basically just means that they're saying that an instructor cannot require or make part of a course a series of race-related concepts, including the idea that one race or sex is inherently superior, or that someone is inherently racist, or, you know, anything about the government being the perpetrator of the crimes that we know that they've committed, and that white supremacy is at the root of, you know, what we're seeing as this racial unrest. You know, states, not only Texas, I believe there are other states that have also passed this law. And they, like I said, they try to make it like it's something unique or like some type of, you know, really some actual theoretical academic issue, but it comes down to the attack on the truth and the attack on our freedoms. And we really have to look at this because, again, as they're trying to take away the rights of parents to regulate the education of their children, the rights of parents to make decisions regarding the medical treatments of their children, the freedom of religion, the freedom, you know, just any of our rights to direct the well-being of our children in the face of them killing our children. So we just have to really look at this because we know our children don't even need to be in these schools because there is what we know before the pandemic, the school-to-prison pipeline, where we definitely could say that about 5% of white students, according to the U.S. Department of Education, about 5% of white students have been suspended during their school experience, compared with 16% of black students. And they're saying that though we just comprise 16% of the total enrollment, public school enrollment, black students comprise 32% of suspensions in school, 33% of out-of-school suspensions. And we just know that we know about this prison, school-to-prison pipeline. So, again, as we're looking, like I say, you got this some lady, Harvard-educated, some white lady trying to abolish homeschooling, saying that parents shouldn't have the right to educate their own children because we're harming these children. So what we do see is this big movement as this enemy is going down to try to really attack our children. And really at this time we have to really stay connected to what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is bringing us, because I do want to say in closing, I know that my vibration was lifted. As the minister said, I felt healed after hearing him because he is that Messiah that has brought the solutions. And so we just have to just keep holding on, Sister Dr. Ava, and that's why I appreciate your program and your, you know, helping us and guiding us as the national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So that's kind of what I wanted to share about what's going on with the education and the attack of our children right now. So thank you very much. Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow, alaikum salam. Beautiful, beautiful.
All praise.
And what, you know, while we're in the final call, I just want to also invite everyone to our COVID section, which begins actually on page 6 of the final call, and goes through to page 9, the executive council decided that we wanted to make sure that every week we have a section that's devoted to what is going on with the vaccine, with the virus itself, with treatments and therapies. And we'll be providing guidance. We'll be providing information from writers, white and black and Asian of all kinds of backgrounds, who know the truth and are willing to tell it, but they're being censored by
yes, ma'am.
The multinational corporations that own the media outlets. And so we want also to give voice to them, regardless of who they are. And this week, there is an article that I did that's entitled Former Pfizer chief scientist has stated that mass depopulation is a logical outcome of this global vaccination campaign. And I reported on an interview that was given by Dr. Michael Yeadon. Now, Michael Yeadon is a British Caucasian who served, he's a biochemist, and he's also a former vice president and chief scientist for allergy and respiratory, Pfizer. The primary manufacturer of the mRNA vaccine, and Pfizer is what is going into the children as we speak, ages 12 to 15. They're on the children now. They're getting ready to go down to the babies under 12 now that they've shot up hundreds of millions of adults. But I invite you all to read this article that I wrote, because it primarily consists of his words, very few of mine, because this is a man, and he wasn't fired from Pfizer. He left in 2011 to start his own biotech company, which he sold in 2017. And what he is addressing are these so-called variants, which you've been hearing all in the news lately. The variants are coming. The variants are coming. And so you're going to need to be vaccinated again and again and again. And he breaks down scientifically that this is a fraud. And like Minister Farrakhan, he addresses the strength and power of a functioning immune system. But biggest of all, he is charging governments around the world with spreading false propaganda in response to COVID-19, including these variants. And he said that there are billions of vials of this substance that are going to be available at the end of the year. And they're going to go right through the FDA in the United States, because there's so much like the current vaccine, the FDA is going to say they don't need to be tested. Well, let's use our common sense. If the next vaccine is so close to the current one, then so is the virus. There's hardly any difference between a variant and the mother virus.
So this is
a propaganda campaign to get everybody to line up again and now get the so-called top-down or booster shot. And he said, don't go near these shots.
That's right.
And remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the white man will give you anything that won't kill you outright. This man said the death is not at the end of the needle, because then you would spot it. He said it's going to be a certain amount of time after you get the shot, and it'll be variations in time between the shot and what he calls the event, which is death. But they will attribute your death or the death of your children to other circumstances that are going on. And we've seen that already happening. All of these people that are dropping dead within days or a week or two after the shot, oh, well, that wasn't the vaccine. It's just like George Floyd. When in closing argument, the prosecutor, the brother said, all of this about toxics, and he had pills in his system. He also had COVID. George Floyd had COVID and survived that. He said no matter what was in his system, he was alive. He was alert. He was in motion. He didn't die until Derek Chauvin put his full weight on his neck. That's what killed him.
That's
and
right.
So whatever these people had when they came to get the shot, they were alive and doing well.
Period.
That's right.
Period. Period. So now you've got teenagers lining up, because what they want to do is make vaccinations mandatory to get back in school. And I say to black people, stop being fooled. How long are we going to be deaf, dumb, and blind when light and knowledge is in our midst and has been for 90 years? This pestilence has liberated us from the enemy school system. So why are we trying to go back?
That's right.
You don't get vaccinated, you can't come. Yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay. Shoot. Start your own school. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, if it's under a tree.
That's right.
How do you all think Harvard University got started?
Come on.
And some white boys literally were sitting under a tree.
Wow.
Master Father Muhammad didn't put up no buildings.
That's right.
We have got to come out of this slave mentality where
That's
we
right.
are so dependent psychologically. And I love that you brought that article out, Sister Pamela. We have got to get hold of our children.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
And we're going to continue these special presentations from Elevated Places Network on land acquisition that is happening. I mean, it is happening quickly, faster and faster. It's what the 88th Surah said on the 88th birth anniversary of Minister Farrakhan.
Come on.
We're in the overwhelming event. Look at these people. Look at their country coming apart.
That's right.
Gas shortages. People hacking each other. This is them doing this to each other. Shootings are every day. Somebody killed six people in Colorado at a child birthday party, and it wasn't even at the top of the news.
That's right. Yes,
it's
ma'am.
It's not even the number one story anymore.
Ma'am, that's right. Yes, ma'am. And Sister Ava.
A brother that my husband worked with years ago at Commonwealth Edison. Man goes and gets the vaccination. Goes on back home. Several days later, he's dead in the bed. He just didn't wake up. And you all remember the reporter, the sister in Detroit. There's been a number of these. Then, you know, we sent around on social media this beautiful black girl, not a girl, a woman, but just beautiful ballerina in her late 30s. She's on social media. I got my vaccine. Let's do this. Shortly thereafter, somebody got her obituary up in memory of.
Come on. That's
real. Died in her sister's arms.
I mean, it's, ooh.
Yes,
oh, Allah.
Right.
And we got this exquisite human being.
That's right.
Minister
yes,
Louis Farrakhan. I mean, I was watching this the other night, and it came up in my mind, who is he?
That's right. Yes, ma'am. Beautiful.
I mean, everything about him is exquisite. And then, as Brother Terrence said, he's consistent isn't even sufficient. He doesn't care who's around.
At all. Ooh, come on, man.
He's bringing that root teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And look at these white artists that were in that orchestra. Each one of them is a master of their instrument, trust and believe.
That's right.
These are no amateurs.
Right.
And if you looked at their faces, and they were white, Asian, male, female, black. And my daughter, Sherelle, she was watching on Google Duo. She said, I want to watch it with you. And we're watching it on the laptop.
Beautiful. Yes, ma'am.
You know, and we were just captivated.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you looked at the concentration, that's what he means about the discipline.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I don't care if you go in the NFL or if you become a designer or a scientist or run a store, whatever you want to do in life. Agriculture, whatever you want to do, finance, it doesn't matter. You're going to take that discipline. And I didn't realize until he said it. That's when I took the law school.
Come on.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we have to practice those instruments. You have to practice now 8-9 hours, no way.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
We went to piano lessons. Miss Tyler was our teacher.
Yes, ma'am.
And she would smack your hand with a ruler.
That's right.
And she gave lessons at her house. And she'd cook dinner while, because you go after school. She'd go back and forth to the kitchen, stirring pots and things, coming back. What are you in here doing? What note did I hear? Now, what did we go over? And it's repetitive.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's true.
And by the time I got to a senior in high school, I could play. And last night made me, and I haven't played in decades, but when I saw him, I'm getting back to that piano.
That's right.
Because,
and
like he said, the way it relaxes you, and it's like an escape.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. Classical music, this is a scientific fact. Classical music, you need to read Mother Tynetta's Unveiling the 19 series. But classical music is the first music. See, we've been fooled into saying, oh, that's white people. I mean, are you serious? We were playing classical music when they were on all fours, crawling around, barking at the moon. How can it be white music? Their music was howling.
That's right.
Beethoven was a black man, like the minister said, like J.A. Rogers said. And they try to make him white, but... Even in those pictures, they show you his hair. He had an afro. Because back then, a lot of those European men would go in the Caribbean, and they would have children with these beautiful black women. And some of them took the children back to Europe and trained them academically and in the arts. How do you think Europe became what it became artistically had it not been for black people coming into Europe? They were living in the, they call it the Dark Ages, because that's where they were. They were in the dark. And it was Islam that brought them out into the light. We had to send Musa to them, because the 6,000 years we let them have, they wouldn't have never been able to use it. If we didn't get them up off their hands and knees. But anyway, now you all got to stop me when I go off on these.
No, because I think, you know, what you laid out, you laid out a very strong base, and the base is two-level base. Is this whole issue about vaccine and making sure we understand it, because black people are the ones that are very so much gullible. Because Brother Lewis in Atlanta just sent me a text about there's a school in Miami that are like, if you get vaccinated, you can't work at this school. There's a white school in Miami that said you can't get vaccinated because they call it an experiment. So there's these white people that are, yeah, there's these white people that understand and know, and they're fighting back. And the reality of this, you know, Dr. Avon, when we talk about, we really need to be educated on what's going on, what this vaccination is, because for me, first, I know that the minister, not even thinking or maybe kind of consider, I know that he's the voice of God. So my first thing, right, he's the voice of God. I take that instruction. That's it. The other part is going into the reality of wherever you work and all the people that you come in contact, that we have to intelligently, because they don't see him as the voice of God and won't just take it. So we're not just going to say we're going to have our life saved. We have to articulate it to the best of the information that we have been given to help our people see the trick of the enemy and give them the information that will free them until they come into the knowledge of who he is that we are blessed to see. So we have to not only just take it and absorb this information from the site, because when people ask me, I immediately take them first to get the knowledge from the NOI.org/vaccine so they can digest that information.
Yeah.
Because the reality for me is that one of my good friends started asking, oh, are you vaccinated? And I was like, no. And when I sent her, she was like, oh, you part of the conspiracy, and they'll start going in and going out. And you don't believe real science as though, and you just believe what you all in and don't believe. And the point that she was trying to say is that y'all just listen to Farrakhan and y'all ain't got no sense. As though we're not intelligent enough to know. But the thing about that, I ain't mad at her for saying that, if we're not intelligent enough to hold our own ground to represent the minister properly with the information that he is sharing with us to prove the fact that we're just not we do follow his lead. Be very clear. Yes, I follow God's instructions, and God's instructions coming from the minister. So you can call it robotic, whatever you want to call it. Yes, I'm stinking line with God's servant. Take it or leave it. With that, though, we have the scholarship amongst yourself, Dr. Ava, the executive council, and those amongst us that can defend what the minister's saying with the highest science, not some pure science and stuff that we want to run around. No, we got the incredible sciences, and we will use your word. Just as we deal with the secret relationships between blacks and Jews, we didn't just say it. We use your scholars, your historians, to prove the case that y'all were the number ones involved in the slave trade, that you all got rich off of us and how y'all got rich. You know, so that's the kind of stance that we have to come at it. And even when you went into what the minister spoke about this morning is how he told and he talked to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, said, "You taught me how to play the violin." And it's like, what do you mean? You know what I'm saying? In the sense of what is the mindset that I had to have to go into mastering this instrument? What is the mindset that I had to have? Because it's a difference between a Michael Jordan and a Poo-Poo and a Ray Ray on the courts of around the corner. There was a discipline that was instilled. There's a discipline in those that are in the NFL, in the NBA. There was a certain discipline. There was a certain dedication. There was a certain rigorous practice over and over and over again to get to the place that they are. But we understand that the minister has supreme knowledge, supreme wisdom, and his ability to dedicate and focus his mind. So what you just laid out is the basis for our discussion tonight. Who is this man? The truth
right.
about Farrakhan. Who is this man that we are looking at amongst us? Who
yeah.
is this man, like you said, the hardest instrument to play, as he laid out?
Right.
Who is David in the Bible? Because they didn't
That's
go
right.
get they didn't go get this. Oh, they got a particular person, David, with a soft heart that played an instrument. But it was his one smooth stone, as we have the five pillars, and that one stone, belief in Allah. He is that. He believes. So, this, so what you laid out is that the mindset goes transcend, instrument transcend anything that you do. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, when you're looking at the black man, you're looking at God. And we gave science, engineering, and we gave everything to the world. So how can you not conquer, as the minister said, mathematics and science when you are mathematics, where you are
exactly.
science? So how can we not know? See, that's the point. You know, we're lost. We perish for the lack of knowledge, and that's the problem. How will we know unless we have a teacher? How we have, you know, how we have it unless we sent? The point is we have the wrong teachers teaching us. And that's why
right.
you said,
that's
we look at
problem.
Harvard,
yeah.
but how the hell did Harvard get started? That was critical, Dr. Ava. Harvard didn't get started
yeah.
with the big walls. Harvard got started,
that's
I'm
right.
getting out of y'all damn school and starting my own school. And I don't care if I'm going to go outside under a tree to start it, I'm going to start it. And now we're looking at Harvard that we marvel over. And when I went to Harvard,
true.
I was like, ain't nothing but some brick and mortar. Ain't nothing but
that's
some brick
true.
And mortar. Go to MUI. That's what you need to look at, because that's God set up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for real. Because it's brick and mortar at Harvard. When I walked on the campus, I was like, what's so, it's the prestige. It's the legacy. We need to set up our prestige, our legacy of what we have been given from God himself.
Yeah. And Sister Ava,
thank
could I say
you.
Real
yeah.
real fast,
sure.
As you said, and what Brother Terrence, I was hearing him bear witness to as well, as that stop being fooled, you know, telling black people with this vaccine and what this enemy brings you, stop being fooled, because the minister has given us the light and the knowledge. And some of these patterns, like this censorship and suppression of speech and thought, this is throughout history. This is part of how they subjugated us during slavery, by keeping information, like Brother Terrence said, that information, not only is the minister divinely guided, the information, the scientific information is there right with him backing it up. He, you know, and so it reminds me of what happened with me and my children, and I made the choice to have them educated in the Islamic school environment at the affiliate school down here. Because really, as we were talking about, or as I was talking about this white man's attempt to suppress our ability to, you know, learn about our true history, I don't have a point of reference for that, because my children, they went to the independent schools. And so they get a chance to know the true history. They get a chance to write papers about whoever, you know, they get a chance to really delve into becoming gods, and there's nobody to control what they are being exposed to. And that is something that I had to make the decision based upon what the minister has taught us, based upon the pioneer activity that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad set in motion, and then I had to challenge my fear because the world said, oh, your children aren't going to be anything. Oh, they have to go to this enemy school. Oh, they have to get vaccinated. No, they don't. You know, it's fear that's holding us back. So like you said, we have to, you know, black people, we got to stop being fooled. We got the light. The minister is giving us the knowledge. It's there. And once you walk through the looking glass, you're free. And that's what, you know, the minister, I believe, is trying to get us to see this enemy and challenge our fear. Because he is definitely, from that performance, he is definitely a master. Just last thing, when he was saying how he also worked out, you know, after he would practice so many hours, and then he'd work out and lift some weights or something. So, and you could see that on the stage when he would go into those long, protracted running those scales or running those notes. It was like, who does that? How can you do it? So we're being taught by a master, and it was beautiful. Yes, ma'am. So
yes, he masters everything, every endeavor, and that's what he's an example of. It, like you all are talking about. How can we fear anything? And we have made our children to do exactly that: hesitate and be afraid, and that keeps us tied to the enemy of God in us. And I just want to say before we go to the phone that I didn't finish the point about, as Mother Tynetta writes, that classical music creates a certain effect on the brain. It not only has a calming effect, but it enhances brain activity. And it's a catalyst for improving your health and your well-being. And so just like most of the children I grew up in, we played instruments, and most of us didn't play them beyond middle school or high school. But you get that foundation. And I'm just saying that to bear witness, it gives you a discipline. Our children coming up today, primarily because there's no male authority in the home, there's no maternal love and affection, but the higher pursuits of life are missing. And remember what he said. He said, many of you have never heard a symphony orchestra. Look at how he introduces our people to things we've been deprived of under slavery. Like we talk a lot about travel. We go all over the world because of him. And so this is it's just something to celebrate.
When you say that, it went into my soul when you say that we travel around the world, like literally. Do you remember the group, the Grateful Dead? I remember when people were talking about the Grateful Dead. They've been around for years, and they still have this following when they do a concert, and in droves of people just follow this band all over wherever they go. They do concerts here and there, and it just made me think about, like, when the minister is going somewhere, brothers, we are just rolling out. Where is he going? I don't care when we leaving, and we just follow. To secure him, to see him, and literally, Dr. Ava, there's times where we have to give instructions to the believers to not come, because if we come, the people can't get in. It's like, okay, this is not just a big venue. This is only 2,000, so y'all can't come. We need the people to be able to get in. But if y'all show up, y'all will fill the venue. And we literally got to say, stay home. No, don't come, because my followers will fill it up by themselves. And so that's a real statement. We follow and ain't looking for a check. We like, oh, when we going? And it may be like, oh, he's going to be there tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow? Oh, we leaving tonight. Like, literally, that's how we move him. He has that ability to attract.
I know some people from Alabama that drove to Atlanta when they knew that he was coming to Atlanta. They were not missing it. When he was in a certain part of a region, he's on this coast, oh, I'm coming to L.A. I may be in San Francisco. That's 8 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
It might have an eighth of a tank of gas and say, I'll worry about that, you know, when I get on there. Somebody will come up with something.
We'll find somewhere to stay, or we'll stay in the car and change, but we going
That's
to
right.
be there.
That's right. This is absolute reality. I bear
yep.
witness.
And I ain't going to tell you about some of the stories, but, yeah, we will show up and be there.
And just as happy. Oh, my God.
Oh,
but anyway, our poor callers. I know they're like, would you all give us a break and let us have something to say? And we're going to do that right now, and then we're going to close a little early because I want to tell you a little bit about my ebook, Life in the New Millennium, How We Will Think and Eat. As I hope we don't believe we're going into the new territory the way we think and eat, being around this enemy. But let's go to our dear sister, Ula.
Yes, ma'am.
As-salamu
alaykum. Sister Ava. Eve Kareem, how you doing?
Oh, wonderful.
Can you hear me?
Wonderful.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, you're right, because we're pulling our teeth trying to. Yes, ma'am, you're right. With the callers like myself, we're pulling our teeth wondering when we're going to get home. You know, I was thinking about a lot of the people been coming to me recently that took the vaccine, and one of them told me that they were so sick, and I doubt if I'll see them alive again. And I got a lot of people, you
My
know,
God.
I had them to listen to Minister Falcon July 4th. I tried to call everybody I knew to get them to watch that, and they're like calling Minister Farrakhan, what's that guy, Jim Jones, and all that. You know, they're going to have to pay. They're paying for that, taking that silly vaccine.
Well, they are.
You know? Yes, ma'am. What I see ahead is the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when he said it was going to come a time when the women would only be able to stick their heads out the door, and the men would have to leave two at a time. I believe that is what this pandemic is going to bring us. In the last past weekend, they said on the news that there were eight, what's they call them shootings where the people kill a lot of people at one time? What they call them shootings?
Mass killings.
And I wondered how many of them shootings have been vaccinated, because this Dr. Aleem didn't put that thing on the CDC about the zombie prevention for nothing, you know? Because those people that
That's
are taking
right.
that, you know, they probably are insane. I was troubled because years ago, one of the men in our city who was in our city, he shared with me, he said, you know, people are going to be getting up there doing all sorts of things, and then the devil going to say you up there with Allah and show pictures of them because a lot of believers coming out of their garments, a lot of them coming out, brothers is not shaving. All of that is what I call fuel for the fire, because when I leave here, I look just like I did when we was going to the mosque. The minister didn't tell us to come out of our garments. Did you
sure
hear a on that for saving? Okay, then.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to make a change and as close as the way things are? I don't know, but I'm following his guidelines. Unless he puts it out there for me to go any other way, I'm going as a Muslim that is a follower of the Nation of Islam. And I just want to thank you, let you know that I love you, and I cannot get on your show on Friday. It's not coming up. I call Chicago. Nobody answers the phone. I haven't been able to get on, you know, on Friday night.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. You still can't get on Friday? No.
Can't get on. It's not. The first time I got on, it was in in my email. It has not been in there since.
You haven't received an email since?
No, ma'am. I'll give you my email. Maybe one of your constituents can put it in for me. It's all right. Y'all stop that now.
But I would say this, just check with your labels, because I know, Sister Student Captain Misty or Sister Protocol there, I know they definitely can get you in, walk in. One of the believers, I know the believers at Master Moore, they can just walk you through it. Somebody can come out and help you, just walk you right through it and get you right on.
Okay, I'll do that. But the other thing is we don't change
the link.
Right.
Okay.
So if you got an email and you were able to get on, you can still use that same email.
Oh yeah, I probably could just look it up. You're right. But
don't change the link.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's still in.
My
you can go mailbox.
Back to
yeah, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, and hit the same link.
Oh, okay. That's
a good idea. And then, like Brother Terrence is saying, you can talk to someone up there about why you're not getting the email suddenly.
They can
correct that. But you can use that same link. We don't change the link. Yeah.
Right. But just in case Sister Darcell has been trying to get a hold of me, I'm letty.mccall@yahoo.com. And I'm putting that out there for any of the believers. So hang in there, Sister Ava. You look, the day I saw you, you look well, you look healthy. I was upset the first time I saw you, but you're on target, you know.
Crazy.
All right, Sam. It's a blessing.
Thank you,
beloved. Wow,
welcome, Salam. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we got Brother Daryl, who's waiting patiently as well.
Assalamualaikum.
Id Mubarak.
Well, I'm Dr. Kareem. I was just listening to the history that you were speaking, and Brother Terrence was speaking about how we had to tell the believers when we had a small vendor, and the minister speaking to 2,000 or whatever, if we came, we would fill it up. And I remember those days where if you didn't have it, I had it. I didn't have it, we had it. And we did travel and didn't have hotel. We would change just as we get close to where we're going to see the minister, go in the restroom or whatever and change and keep it moving, you know. And when we did go in the hotel, we put 3 or 4, 5 brothers to each room, but we followed wherever the minister was going. We didn't ask if there anything coming that we could use. You know, we pulled our resources and we went and followed the minister. With that shot that you are speaking about, It's nothing but a liquid chip. And as brother was saying, our people that's taking that shot is like they full of joy. You take your shot, you take a shot. I'm taking my second one. It's like they being totally controlled up under this shot.
Right.
And our people don't
realize
it's something going on and they don't want to listen to what we say. Like brother say, when the minister first spoke to us, July 4th, 2020, I called family, friends, telling all of them, and they got this little silly move. I'm going to take it. But the children are wise. Joshua generate their children and tell their parents, we're not taking it. And white's saying they're not taking it. And the government has got the people so confused where they're telling them, we don't trust nothing you're saying, you know. So this thing is totally getting to the point where they're doing everything they can to get us to take this shot. And a lot of people just falling for the okey-doke. But right quick, did you hear about our sister in Africa? 25-year-old, she had 9 babies, 5 girls, and 4 boys. Did you hear that?
No.
It was on the news. My brother came by, and he said he heard it as well. I said, what they're doing, they're using that doggone, they're giving their white women the fertility shot, and now they are testing it on our people in Africa. But she's 25 years old and her husband was on saying that was a blessing. That's not a blessing. That's like, you know, the woman only has 2 breasts. That's like a litter, you know. That's not natural. And but yeah, she had
at once. I'm sorry, I didn't get it. She had nine babies.
Yes, at one time. Yes, at one time.
Something wrong there.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm thinking that's what they're using on our people there, that fertility shot that they were giving to their women because they know they're dying out. But, yeah, she had nine children at one time. But this is letting you know that we're being experimented on constantly, like the message said in the Theology Time. I listened to the last four CDs, and when he's telling us some of our people just not going to listen, and they're going to just end up being taken to the slaughter because we don't want to listen. But I just want to know right quick before I get off, is there any way it could be posted? I got my mother and myself, a few family members, we're ready to get some of this land in Uganda. And how can we go about doing it? Because now they're trying, I want to know how did our sisters and brothers go over there while them confronting us with taking this vaccine? Because they are now trying to tell you can't fly unless you take this vaccine. So I would like to get some information put up on an email or something, you know, where we can find out how we can communicate with our sisters and brothers there and go about getting some land over there. All right, Salaam Alaikum. Love you and stay safe.
Oh, love you too. Wa alaikum salam. And we're going to continue both on this program and in the paper. But there's a great deal of action taking place in terms of the legal battle. And I do want to say that next month, Elevated Places Network will begin hosting a legal roundtable, which will be hosted by Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. And one of the things that she and other attorneys will discuss, among other legal issues, are these so-called mandates that are going to be allegedly coming down. Just like we had our brothers and sisters go over to Rwanda, I know people are traveling all the time. Yeah, you got to be real careful with the media and the fear tactics. There's so much division between and among the whites who are in power. The airline industry is not going to go out of business. Don't forget what Minister Farrakhan, he told them they better not tell us we can't fly. He already told them that. So I wouldn't start getting worried about what they're going to tell us we can do or not do. I'm not worried about that. That's why I got a book called Can a Muslim Worry? And if they do stop us from doing something, then Allah doesn't want us to do it because they plan and he plans. And he's got a plan. So everything they do, like I read from this 88 surah, whatever they do, they are doomed. They are doomed. They don't run nothing on this planet. They're being run off this planet. They don't run nothing. And they're going through hell trying to keep their own society running. They're killing each other with these shootings. And, I mean, there's so much going on. It's outrageous. So, no, we're not going to worry about that. We're going to be informed properly and directed properly by that same man that we watched on Tuesday night. So let's just keep up prayer and keep working toward separation. So we're going to, let's see, let's go on down this screen. We've got Brother Hoyle.
As-salamu alaykum, family. Eid Mubarak. Ed Kareem. Oh, praise due to Allah. Beautiful, beautiful Ramadan. Beautiful performance by our brother minister. And I wanted to give you all some good information. Sister, everybody's right on point. Sister Pamela, Brother Terrence, yourself always. But I got the latest report from Beers. from the this is partially correct, but it's 157 cases were the COVID vaccine, and guess how many deaths it is sustained. This comes from VIRS. Now, this is the actual CDC, 3,837. Permanent disability, 2,277. And office visit, I'm going to just go down, but there's almost 200, like I said, 150, almost 200,000 cases of injuries. And this is from the latest one. This is the first of the end of April was 1st of May, so I've been keeping up with that. But also, going back to the minister, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I was listening today. I was coming from. I wanted to let y'all know that that Mississippi River bridge is cracked, and it's causing a big backup. You know, because it's a main artery where through Highway 40 goes east west. And that main Highway 40 bridge is cracked. And, you know, Memphis is a big distribution center. So, you know, we're already dealing with the pipeline problem. They say so-called Russians hacked it and all that stuff like that. But that bridge, when I worked at the airport, I used to have these bridge inspectors come. This was 10 or 15 years ago. And they told me the majority of bridges in America, especially in America, are, you know, they're ill-equipped. So the older bridges, like the 55, is in much better shape. You know, it's much sturdier, but that it's a huge crack in it, and they shut it down. And they say it's probably more cracks, but it's a big bottleneck, you know, coming from Arkansas to Mississippi, and you'd have to take those smaller bridges in West Helena, Arkansas, and one in Caruthersville, Missouri, just to get to Memphis, you know, the distribution. I mean, it's horrible. But I know, getting back to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told Minister Farrakhan, I was listening today on Final Call Radio, he said that, and you were right, he said that one thing about we have to be a master, and we have to master and get fear away from us. The original Asiatic black man should only fear nothing but God. And so the minister said when he thought about that, that's when, you know, remember when he ran up on the bull and the bull ran away from him? But he had that thought in his mind. And I know he carried that in his practice, you know, with 6 months. I mean, you know, the lady said it'll take a lifetime, 11 years, 10 years just to master Beethoven. And the minister did it within 6 months. So, I mean, and one more thing about your
take. Specific concerto.
You're right. Mm-hmm. I want to thank your husband for giving me that tape about 10 or 15 years ago. You did the series on how to master the diet, and that's powerful. You're talking about eventually we're going to be fruitarians. You say we're going to go in from meat eating to vegetarianism and the fruitarian. I know that's all in the book, but I don't want to give it away.
Oh, and yes, sir. It's all right. I'm going to read a little bit before we go off the air because it is time. And I think Sister Donna Muhammad in there in Memphis for keeping track of those lectures I was delivering in Atlanta.
And
this was a series based on a letter, which is at the end of the book that I have in the book, a letter that Minister Farrakhan wrote to the nation. Telling us it was time, and this was in 1998. He said it's time to become vegetarian.
Right, I remember.
But I want to say too that VAERS data, we're gonna start posting that weekly. We'll have some stats in one of our COVID articles. We actually this coming Tuesday. Because we were talking about that in the council meeting about publishing that, keeping just like they keep a running tab on the so-called stats on the virus, we're going to keep a running tab on the vaccine and the injuries. And those are only the ones we know of.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, but you're right. And, well, and see, that's the government producing that because that's the CDC. that data. They're publishing that. So this is not something we're sitting here making up. But
right,
I thank you
right.
for reading that. All right,
oh,
beloved.
Thank you, Sister.
Thank you so much, Eid
Mubarak, and may Allah bless you all. As-salamu alaykum.
Eid Kareem. Wa alaykum salam. Okay, we've got Brother Frank. Brother Frank, as-salamu alaykum. Eid Mubarak.
Mubarak Kareem, I do believe. That's it,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes, Eid Kareem. That's
yes,
fine.
Yes,
you're good.
I want to make a quick comment, and then I need to ask you a question, too, Dr. Eid Muhammad. The comment is, as far as the separation concerns, as you know, I've been on both, even when y'all are on the other station. So you know I'm there. This nation is going to make them, especially black people, it's going to make us separate, okay? What these Republicans are doing, and when they get back in the White House, in both House of Congress, and the governors they have in place, and the judges they have in place, what they're going to do with their constitutional convention, it's going to make you separate, okay? Because it's going to make, they're going to change the constitution where white supremacy and white privilege and racism will be the law of the land. Just like these caravans we see coming from the south to the south border, from these Latino communities and countries, you will see the same migration of minorities, mainly blacks, going to Canada the same way. Okay. So I'm just happy to see and know that we do have a community within our community. I listen to y'all every week. We do have a community within our community that's going to survive this genocide that's taking place on us, and that's the nature of Islam. So that makes me feel real good. And they're going to pull ones with brains with them. So don't worry about the separate part. They're going to make them separate. And the question I want to ask Dr. Ava is I really was hoping to hear something from you and the thoughts of the minister about what's going on right now with Israel and Palestine. Because I know America's going to be on Israel's side. I mean, I'm thinking like this. How far do they want to push these people? And take how much land are they going to take from them? Why do they keep moving the goalposts? They treating, the way I see it, the Palestinians are getting treated over there by the Israelis the same way black people are getting treated here by whites, okay? So I want to know, Ms., who's wrong, who's right? Dr. Abel, you know what I'm saying? Break that down for me about what's going on right now, because you know it's all a war over there now.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for that question.
Break that down. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to do that next.
Just real quick, and we can get more into this. You're making me think I should have somebody on next week to go into it. But just put it like this. Israel is a military base in Africa for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They're not only with Israel, they're the same thing. I'm sorry, I'll go out.
Okay,
I couldn't hear anything. Yeah, and of course, when the Jews decided the Zionists specifically, they were going to, quote, reclaim their homeland, they just went in on the indigenous people of that land and just put them out, killed them, put them out.
Yeah, not trying to negotiate or nothing. You know,
How do you negotiate with somebody you think is inferior to you?
Yeah. Okay.
This is the nature
page. Okay.
Yeah, but they're one and the same. Israel and America are one and the same. So whatever you – how do you think a country that small – the size of Rhode Island is getting billions of dollars a year. They're the size of a military base and a little tiny foothold. Because you know there's no such thing as the Middle East. All of that is Africa.
So what do you think will be the end
they
result?
They like to give names to places.
What do you think will be the end result? That's going to...
the same that's
going to
be the end result over here. The same result that I read from Surah 88. They're going down. That's the result. They're going to, see, you know, they're just like Allah is making us separate, they're making Allah obliterate them. And he's allowing them to go as far as they have so that people won't say, oh, that was terrible, the way he wiped them off the earth. Nobody's going to say that.
Because well, you answered my question, my sister. You have given me
praise
confirmation.
You are. Thank you.
I was on the right page.
All right.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
And Dr. Avery, you know, one of the things I want people to always remember, just about any subject, any topic that we ask questions on, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has already answered. And I say that is that when we watch things pan out, the minister has already talked about that issue over there in that particular part of our planet, and he talked about the conflict very detailed. Savior's Day, and I just bring that up because I don't want us to ever not go and get the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Even though we are seeing things pop up today, things that we're seeing popped up today, even the murder George Floyd, and we understand the hurt and the pain that it hurts our people, and we want to address it. But the minister has been talking and teaching about them. And it's very clear, Dr. Ava, that I remember seeing the minister on, when was it, a contract with America, the Tavis Smiley, when they were doing stuff down at Eddie Long Church down in Lithonia, Georgia.
Right. Yes.
And I remember him talking about Ezekiel and tomorrow the Son of Man went and spoke to the bones, and they said, we got good preachers. They were rallying. They was moving, but they didn't get up. So he said, stop preaching to the bone. They'll go preach to the wind. So as you were talking about, David, about the separation, you know, Son of Man is preaching to the wind. So all this stuff that we're doing, seeing are the winds being blown on to make us get up and do for ourselves and get up and get away from our open enemy. Stop staying around those that don't love you, that's killing you.
Right.
We're watching what's going on with this vaccination. We're watching what's going on with police brutality. There is no reform for them.
That's right.
And I just watched a 44-year-old man get out of prison. They told me he wanted to give him $750,000. His father died looking at his son and said, I tried to get you out. His mother died 30 days before he got out. His sister died.
Oh, my God.
He spent 44 years in jail for something that he did not do. And they want to give him some money.
Wow.
So, yeah,
and it's not even
it's too much.
Yeah, there is no money, but that little crumb, it's insulting. Parents gone.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. But you know, Mr. Ava, I wanted to,
go ahead.
If I could, I wanted to say, again, going back to the minister's recent concert, you know, it was like he was soothing our pain because he's taught us, like Brother Terrence, you know, has said on every subject imaginable there. He's taught us. He's, you know, he studied. He gave us this information. He, you know, guided us over on, what did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say? He'll get you over, you know, these difficult trials in our life with the knowledge that he's given us. And so, you know, I just saw him as providing the beautiful music and soothing our pain and taking us to a higher level. And I even took piano lessons when I was a youngster. And it's interesting because I had a West Indian piano teacher. He was West Indian. And he was so disciplined. And, you know, I wanted to play R&B, right? I wanted to play Stevie Wonder. And I wanted to play some soul music. But he just refused to teach me that. He was he thought that was not where you started. You know, that was not the art form that he wanted to teach us in the, you know, black community. And, you know, it was quite a discipline. You know, you start off wanting to do something. You think it looks like it's going to be fun and easy, but when you get into it, you know, you got to practice. And, look, I used to do many a little spanking over there at that piano because my mother was the type, she said, you know, she spent her money. You were going to take the time, you know, and the discipline and get some results. And, you know, even finally one time she'd say to me as I became an adult, because I played as a young person, but then I left the piano behind. But I, like you, I believe that the discipline and, you know, that I got from having to practice, it did serve me in other areas. But like my mother said one time, she said, you know, you'd only play the piano. And this was after I kind of learned some of the fundamentals. She said, you'd only play the piano when you were troubled. You know, sometimes, you know, I'd sit at that piano when I guess some things were on my mind. And so, you know, these are so, they're so important. And I just, you know, and final, I want to ask you this question, if you know. Remember the minister, I believe it was at the Million Family March, when he talked about the A-tone. And I think it has something to do with the artists and their, you know, them putting out the music that uplifts the people as well, take us to a higher conscious. But I just remember him talking about that. The A-tone. Okay, yeah. Brother Terrence.
Yeah, tuning up to the A-tone, which means A-time, the one God, the 440 vibrations that everyone tunes up to. Yeah, he broke that down.
Wow. Okay.
And Mother Dinetta.
Wow. What a beta place.
Yeah, and just real quick to throw it in, Brother Chance, because perhaps you can share more on this article about, you know, the critical look at the attack on race by Minister Paul Scott, the one I was talking about earlier. He mentioned how in the 90s, the rise of the conscious rap, you know, so this enemy can't stop us from, you know, making the truth known and the artists bringing that vibration to the children, because he was talking about, who was this, the hip-hop groups like Public Enemy, Boogie Down Productions, X-Clan, who preach, you know, this message on the street. So, you know, I just think it all comes together. And
it does.
And who all were influenced by the Nation of Islam. Because
exactly.
of the spread of the teachings of the Nation of Islam and Clarence 13, that Father Allah, or the Nation of Gods and Earth, which came out of the Nation of Islam. So the root
of
that. Yeah, so all of that, big daddy came, Nation, Poor Righteous Teachers, Fire of Sinners, KRS, all that teaching, even Rakim Allah. It's not just Rakim, it's Rakim Allah. All of that is an influence of New York and B-Boy Pacific, the teachings of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because who was in
That's
New York?
Right.
In the 70s, in the 70s when hip-hop was birthed in 1973. So, we got to understand what we have given the world and now seeing how everybody loves and the hip-hop love the minister, because your root came from that same man of
That's
the
right.
beginnings and that teaching that's in the streets of New York.
Yes, sir.
Just one.
And then,
is everyone.
And then we see Common actually a couple of days ago. It wasn't Common a part of that presentation as well?
Yes.
Bringing on the minister.
Yes.
I was so happy to see him. Yeah, beautiful.
Oh, Common has always been down. Common was
okay.
at the Million
That's
Family
right.
March. Common has been at, most of the march. Common is in Chicago. So Common has been an ally to the nation.
Yeah.
He's not been afraid to stand with the minister. I haven't seen him capitulate, but he's close.
I remember that album when he was talking about Master Farah Muhammad coming through, because that's when I really first came to the mosque, and even DMX, Brother Terrence, with the you know, the movie when he DMX, our brother, he portrayed that role in DMX.
And
I remember one song.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. The song "No Way In, No Way Out the Ghetto." Do you remember that song, Brother Sam?
Mm-hmm. But you know, and what you're bringing up to the family is bringing up some history that we have to always remind folks that just coming in the nation and callers that may not know that it was Minister Farrakhan that squashed the beef between Common and Ice Cube. It was him that came in between them two in Chicago and squashed that beef where you saw
That's
on the final call
point.
Them hugging and coming together in peace. And then later, Common in his song, he mentioned that in the shop, I think barbershop song, he mentioned how the minister squashed that beef and he don't have any beef and that they can actually do barbershop together. And it's also when you talk about DMX, Dr. Ben Chavis said in that movie they was killed Dr. Ben Chavis. He said he wasn't going to go out like that. So they had to change that script.
Beautiful.
So,
and
he was playing the role of the minister.
Okay, yes, sir. And just to complete my thought, the song entitled "No Way In, No Way Out This Ghetto," what the lady was asking was, can you show me how to get out? That's what she said. Can you show me the way out? And I think the movie was showing that the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad showed you the way out of the ghetto. So, you know, that's all I needed to see. I'm like, here's the way. So it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. I always remember that.
Praise be to Allah. All right, I'm going to take another call before I read a little excerpt from my
book.
Because, man, this time is going by. That was powerful, that little discussion that you all just had. It's like the minister's impact on our people is limitless. And now you can see the literal truth of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's statement that he said, if I had 10 like Farrakhan, I would take the entire country.
Mm.
There's no doubt about it because I can't even imagine 10 of him.
Nope.
And yet, it will be the whole planet. And when we say, if some of our people get that wrong, we're not talking about cookie cutter imitations. Pardon me. We're not talking about suit and tie and a part in your hair and teaching. We're talking about the character, the quality, the spirit, the courage, the strength. That's the leadership. But the willingness to stand up for truth at all costs. And then whatever your field of endeavor, in other words, whatever sphere we're in, we can be that in our sphere, in our orbit, the best, the righteous, the powerful. That's who we are. So let's go to Brother Derek. He has a comment. Brother Derek, assalamu alaikum.
Oh, alaikum salam. How's everyone? No, Ramadan Kareem. As I was eating. But you know what, sister? I had a brother called me today, and he told me that he heard on the news that there was a black person, I guess, that drove a car into a crowd of people. And he said that they said that the man's name was Farrakhan Muhammad. Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, me. Yeah, but when I heard that, it seems like what's going on, they're shaping a narrative. Because remember, the other guy, the Web Nation, had released a statement on, and he that was supposed to have been a part of the nation, but you know we all know that you know we have supporters everywhere. But I'm looking at the narrative of it all, because what they're shaping is trying to say that the minister that it have been, you know, like training us to be terrorists, you know, domestic terrorists. I mean, it is very ugly little scheme that's going on. And then Jimmy Dillard tonight was talking about how some evangelical preacher was calling him Farrakhan a demon, and he's telling the people to stay away from him.
Now, I just, my husband just told me he heard that on the news as well, that in New York, it was in New York in Times Square.
Oh, yeah, New York.
That somebody fired into a crowd, and he said his name is Farrakhan Muhammad.
Right. Ain't that something? I mean, you can see what they're doing.
Yeah,
they're trying to really shape it.
Well, yes, and it's not coincidental. For example, when the young brother Noah Green allegedly ran over and killed the Capitol Hill police officer, which we filed an application under the Freedom of Information Act, we want to see the
right.
video of that. Remember, they killed him. And that young man was cheeking. Brother Terrence went to the janazah that Brother
right.
Ishmael performed. And when the way this man was responding, this young man, to the teachings, and when you look at his history, there's nothing there that
right.
would lead you to think this would happen. But he himself was complaining about things that were being done to him, okay, by the
mm-hmm.
government. Now, that came in the wake of a massive fundraiser of a gift by the followers of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Now,
mm-hmm.
we witnessed the Beethoven concerto for violin on the internet. God knows how many people saw it and were blown away. He had a whole different image of him. And now, today, 2 days later, this happened.
Right.
So to your point,
this
is desperation
Woo.
Setting in.
Come
mm-hmm.
on.
This is desperation
Man.
Setting in the enemy.
Because they really looking at us.
Yeah,
his
but
followers.
It's going to make us
you know,
stronger. And it's
yes.
going to force separation. It's going to force it. Every step they take, they're going deeper down into quicksand. You know, when you get
That's
caught
right.
in quicksand, every time
oh,
you
yeah.
move, you just get pulled further in.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
so that's what it looks like, brothers and sisters. They're really, really trying to come after us. So they have to shape it, and you
right.
know they already know Minister Farrakhan. They just doing him like they did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You know, they said about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, well, we're just gonna let him just die out. You know what I'm saying? But
yep.
but it's the followers that they're after now. So this make attempt number two. So,
when
I was told that, first thing I was saying, I can hear Dr. Abel's voice. Man, we got to get on up out of here.
Yep. And we got to get up
yeah.
on that, and we're not gonna let them get number three. But I want to make
go.
Sure we give Dr. Abel some time for these last closing minutes.
Yes,
I'm looking
yes,
at the time. You got to
yes.
get into that book because that's a good thing that you said. What you said about separation, and you're going to hear
yes,
her
sir.
Voice. Well, I want people to hear her voice in this new e-book so we can get prepared for what we need to walk into.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, yes, sir, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, sister. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, sir. Walaykum salam. And I do see it here, Brother Terrence, on the internet.
Right.
Gunman suspected of shooting a 4-year-old and 2 others in Times Square was nabbed in Florida eating McDonald's burgers and fries with his girlfriend, authorities said. Farrakhan Muhammad, 31, collared by U.S. Marshals and members of NYPD Regional Task Force as he and Gal Pal, this is the New York Post, so they're a tabloid. That's why they're talking like that, outside Jacksonville. He did not finish his Happy Meal, said a federal officer. See, there's, even the way they're writing this, it says something is underneath this. Police said he's an illegal CD peddler and career criminal, had altered his appearance by shaving his head. But anyway, we'll deal with that at another time. But yeah, just to thank everyone, and as we close out Ramadan, I just thought it would be good to read an excerpt from my newly released ebook, which is something I'm trying to put myself on the path of gaining the discipline, which this Ramadan has helped me begin to see the light more. And I really am thankful to Allah for our national imam, student minister, Sultan Rahman Muhammad, because the way he teaches Ramadan, it is so custom for us. And he really, I thank him for coming on this program and speaking to the study group and all of the social media platforms that he spoke on throughout this month of Ramadan. I gave the believers so much, and others who are not familiar, so much insight of the beauty and purpose of it. And so I'm just going to read something from the initial pages of the book, a couple of paragraphs, actually, and it goes as follows. We are taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that even though the earth is the third planet from the sun, it was the first planet to come into existence. When this self-created man came into existence, he did not look like we look. He was a human being like we are, but he was so pure, the environment was so pristine, and he was untouched by poison or toxic or polluted diet. His skin was translucent. He gave off a bright light. The planet itself was illuminated. It was radiant substance. It was in no way as dense as it is today. If we are going to be able to live long lives, 900, 1,000 years, we have to understand the principle of life. And one of those principles is that matter deteriorates. Once your spirit took on the flesh form, it began to die. Not your spirit, but the body that it chose to inhabit. Again, matter is an idea that has lost most of its energy and has taken form. Anything that has a form will deteriorate. But the word of God is eternal and actually increases in energy the more it is repeated. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches that God created himself from an atom. And so while everything seems solid, there is atomic energy present in everything, including you and I. My point is that more than flesh, we are energy. We have to change our diet because we have to eat food that sustains what we really are, which is spirit. Even though we're contained in flesh, at the core, we are spirit. We have to understand that we need energy. What is energy? Energy comes from a root word meaning active. The word literally means of itself. Energy is that which moves or quickens inert matter. It is force or action communicated by vibrations or waves, having as its source in the mind of Allah. You and I, descendants of the original black man, who came out of the triple darkness of space, all have energy in us. It is divine energy, meaning it had its origin in the self-created God. The scientists say energy cannot be created or destroyed. It transforms itself from one state to another. In the book of Revelations, the Revelator says he saw a new heaven and a new earth. We are in that time now, the formation of a new heaven and that new earth. This world is passing away. The new earth being formed is one in which matter, as we know it, will change. This whole environment is about to change into something else, and this planet is not going to be dense like it is. It will be refined. So what does that all mean for us? It means that in order for us to continue to live on Earth, we are going to have to refine our physical bodies. The Earth will no longer support life that is in rebellion to the will of God. The way we look and feel in this state is the result of rebellion to the will of God. We are not well. We do not move as fast as we should. We are not pain-free the way we should be. We are too tired. We need too much sleep. And we spend our time on Earth involved in thoughts and actions that are contrary to our divine purpose. I thank Allah for Minister Farrakhan. The transformation of the earth is actually the transformation of the mind of man that is coming about through submission to the will of God. As our thoughts evolve to a new level, we will project a new thinking to the environment, which is going to produce a radical change in the environment. Our whole physical reality will be new. We follow a divinely guided man, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and he has been guided to take us off the eating of flesh. We must spiritualize our thought, then refine the food we eat to correspond to the new way we think. And that's the introduction. And the first chapter deals with meat and its impact on our lifespan. Because, beloved, we're going to have to start taking the steps, just like we're taking steps toward land acquisition. It's time for us to start doing what we are thinking. And by now, we should have risen above emotion and should be moving into the thinking of Allah. That's what's going to bring us out of hell into heaven. So thank you all for your patience, and I hope you'll visit MinisterAva.com. And get your copy ebook form, Life in the New Millennium, How We Will Think and Eat. Because we have to match the new reality that Allah is bringing in. So I want to thank all of you who have tuned in via telephone or via internet. And I want to give a special thanks, of course, to the Elevated Places team, our executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, our legal contributor, Sister Pamela Muhammad, my awesome co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, and all of the people who make Elevated Places possible each and every Thursday night. May Allah bless us all with love and the light of understanding as I leave you in peace. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Kareem.